Kelsey Hart, Life with you. Today's Best Country, it's Froggy 101. Just, man, how fate would have it, standing in front of me, Mr. Kelsey Hart.
Here I am.
Yeah, Guitars and Stars is here, man. How does it feel to have a single just skyrocket up the charts?
Dude, it was my first one, and yeah, super thankful for it. It's been a good year.
You know, it's crazy. So I DJ weddings. A lot of people know I DJ weddings, and so many people have come up to me. Just last week, I was at a George Strait concert, and someone came up to me, and they said, man, I can't wait for next week. And they're at a George Strait concert. Yeah. And they're saying, I can't wait next week to see Kelsey Hart, man. They said, dude, it's our wedding song.
Let's go.
They said, man, we're really excited for it. I mean, everybody's been telling me how excited they are to hear Life With You live.
Dude. Well, man, thank you for getting the word out.
Isn't that crazy, though, that you have such a big part in so many people's lives as their first song?
Yeah, it truly is, man. It was my wife and I's first dance song. And, you know, at the time we didn't, you know, there wasn't any plans on, you know, even putting it out at that time.
So wait a minute. It's your wedding song.
Yeah.
How did that work out? Did you have an audio recording? Did you sing it to her while you danced? Yeah. How did this work?
Well, so I wrote the song probably a year before we got married.
All right.
And as soon as we got engaged, she said, hey, you know that song you wrote a while back? She's like, I want that to be our first dance song.
Okay.
So that's kind of how, that's what got the ball rolling.
Now, did you do the Garth Brooks headset and sing?
No. No, we just danced to and at the time the song wasn't even recorded. So we danced to like the work tape.
Oh, nice.
Of the song.
Now, do you still have that work tape version?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you have to have that one, right?
You gotta keep
it. Yeah. Isn't it crazy though? Like, you think about it. So do all these weddings, people dance to Elvis, all these timeless classics. And now you get to be a timeless classic in that sense, because people can be married 40, 50 years.
Yeah.
They'll be spinning your song.
I hope it sticks around like that.
Right.
You know, it's definitely been cool. You know, I just got off tour and just playing across the country and hearing so many stories of, you know, people using it and stuff. So
now,
it's been awesome.
Was your wife kind of pushing you in the direction, hey, make that the single?
No, actually she was just like,
she
loved the song and wanted it to be our wedding song. And, you know, we'd had no idea that it would react the way it did. And you know, they say the songs kind of pick themselves, you know. And
sure.
That was one of them that as soon as it made it into the world, it just kind of, it was a clear choice that needed to be the song.
Now, I've talked to Justin Moore a lot. And Justin Moore will tell me all the time, all of his numbers ones, his wife picked.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe.
I do say that, like, from the stage, even when I'm telling the story. That I need to let her just pick them.
Right, so
because
maybe.
Because, you know, I've tried to pick a few that didn't work out.
Right, so maybe you're in that same realm of, hey, just let the wife pick
it. Let the wife pick it
up. How many songs have you written for your wife? Sans Life
With
You.
Oh, man, we met in 2019.
Okay.
And that was right around the time that I signed my publishing deal.
Nice.
And so I would say, you know, obviously any love song, you know, at that point moving forward was really, you know, I actually had there was a lot of breakup songs, a lot of party songs, a lot of that stuff happening before my wife. And then, you know, after that, the love songs definitely came a little easier and a little more often.
Here's a question for you as a songwriter, a singer. You get a hook in your head, an idea in your head for a breakup song.
Mm-hmm.
Can you record that as a married man now, or will your wife look too much into that and say, wait a minute, is this about me?
Right. Well, she gets it now.
Okay.
Like, it was early on, you know, there was a ton of breakup songs and party songs and stuff, and she's just like, every once in a while, she'd just be like, man, like, are we good?
I promise.
Yeah, like, so not every song we write is a and she's figured that out now, that
when
you write every day, you're not always just write your story.
So she's, because I've got a buddy, he was a 80s metalhead. I was just talking to him recently, and he said, it's like, man, that song you wrote was great. He's like, yeah, my girlfriend at the time, though, she got really mad at me for writing that. I said, it's not about you. I just came up with the lyrics and I wrote it. And so I was wondering, I was like,
When you're outside of like the music industry, like she was, like, I mean, she didn't really know, you know, at first, like how it worked and stuff. But after a while, she's like, oh, y'all write a lot of songs. Like, so this ain't just.
So how many songs, you know, would you say you have written?
Oh, man, I wouldn't, like, as far as just kind of a, I mean, there for the first 4 or 5 years, I mean, I was writing probably 4 or 5 a week.
How do they come to you?
My
brain can't comprehend how you write that many songs.
Well, they don't all come to me. I mean, it's, you know, you get in a room with, you know, two or three other guys, and everybody's, you know, got ideas and things in their phone that will run by that day and just kind of see, like,
so your phone is probably just filled with just one word ideas,
you
things
see,
like that.
See my notes.
Right, so I have notes for my show. If you ever looked at my notes, you'd think I'm crazy. It's like red liquid. rich. And it's like, what? I know what it means, but no one else gets it.
Well, so. I'll also have like, I'll have an idea one night that I think's good, maybe after I had a drink or two.
There you go.
And I'll be in the writing room the next day, like going through my ideas, see if I got anything cool. And I'm like, what is that? Why did I ever think that was cool?
Since you brought it up, what's your drink of choice?
Yeah, tequila.
That's my drink.
Yeah. Well, I like Casamigos if I'm on the road. That's kind of my pre-show drink. But if I'm at home, drinking my favorite tequila, I've actually found one.
Okay.
Called Billy's Tequila.
Oh, I haven't heard. So I like a mezcal, but I also like a tequila too.
Oh yeah.
Billy's Tequila.
Billy's Tequila, and I like the. I always say it wrong, but I think it's like Claus Azul.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
With it's the blue and white with the bell.
Uh huh.
I think that's one of the best.
That is a really nice tequila.
Yeah.
I was in Nashville of all places, and I was drinking. It's called Illegal Mezcal.
Okay.
It's brand illegal. And I came home and I immediately bought a bottle of it. And I can't.
It's called illegal?
It's called illegal. Because I asked the guy, I said, what is this? And he said, I'll come back and tell you guys it's illegal. And I was like, well, can I buy it?
Let me get some back.
And he's like, no, it's the name of it. I was like, oh, gotcha.
You thought he was going to have to go underground to buy that stuff.
What can we expect tonight on stage?
Dude, I mean, play life with you, of course.
Obviously.
And then, just play some of the new stuff.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So, Kelsey Hart, you're going to be taking the stage. You're going to hear new music. Doors are open now. Yeah. Thanks so much for swinging by the show.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you.